This goes to Dr. LaRouche, L-A capital R-O-U-C-H-E, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Thomas Biehl, B-I-E-H-L, date of birth April 28, 1946. Dear Dr. LaRouche, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Biehl with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy, also anemia. His last visit was April 24th of this year. Since that time, his gabapentin was discontinued since it really didn't help. And he's been referred to Dr. Akkad, it's A-K-K-A-D, the local hematologist, for evaluation and management of his chronic anemia. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He feels as if he's able to empty his bladder completely. He has nocturia 1 to 2 times a night. And no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I'd like to highlight lisinopril, 20 milligram daily, and since his last visit, Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligram daily was added, as well as Flomax, 0.4 milligram once daily. And he believes the Flomax has improved his urinary stream and flow. Physical exam, weight is 156 pounds, and that's about a 6-pound decrease over the last 6 months. Pulse is 79, oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 108 over 50. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, he has not had labs checked yet. His last labs were done April 20th of this year, and creatinine was 1.3 at that time. He is going to get labs this week. So we should have updated lab studies within the next few days. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease. He needs updated labs. Two, hypertension is well controlled. Three, diabetic nephropathy. Four, anemia, which is managed by Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D. The patient will continue to have lab studies done. We like him to do them every 3 months, and he understands and will do so. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.